From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 17th at 8:56, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some mixed trade here, starting with the bean complex. We are seeing a little bit of a bounce in here. There was an announcement that there will be a celebration of Ag Day at the White House on the 27th of March. The anticipation there is that there will be some renewable fuels data and information released on that morning. The market's been waiting for that for literally over a year, probably closer to 2 years. And so the expectation is that that's going to be friendly to the biofuels industry, particularly soy oil usage. Also, we saw a rebound in crude oil prices overnight, and we're still highly correlated in our grain markets to energy prices. So here in the bean complex, we do have May beans up 4.25, 11.59 and a half, rebounding a little bit after yesterday's limit down losses. July bean futures up 6 cents right now, 11.73 and a half. August beans up 11 and a half at 11.63 and three quarters. November new crop beans up 17 and a half at 11.38 and a quarter. Soy products, the soy oil market as expected leading us higher. May soy oil futures up 151 right now at 65.45. That's actually about 100 points off of earlier overnight highs, but the crude oil market has shed some of its earlier gains as well. May soy meal down $1.90 a ton, 310.40. Corn is a little more muted in here. Front month May futures down 0.75 cents at 4.53 1/4. Actually, just 0.25 cents off the session lows so far. July corn down a penny at 4.64 1/2. September corn unchanged, 4.67 1/4. December futures up 0.5 cents at 4.80 1/2. And the March 27 up 0.5 at 4.90 3/4. The wheat market also a little bit lower. It's been very volatile in the wheat here over the last couple of weeks. May Chicago wheat futures down 6 cents, 5.91 1/4. July down 5.5 cents, 6.02 1/4. September Chicago wheat down 5 3/4, 6.15. May Kansas City down 9 cents, 6.07 1/2, just a penny off the day's lows. July at Kansas City down 8 3/4, 6.21 3/4. December Minneapolis wheat down 4 3/4 at 6.74 even. Over in the livestock side, seeing the cattle complex with some triple-digit gains. Had a strong gain yesterday, following through the upside today on anticipation of a higher cash trade this week. Also, the feeder cattle index is firm and converging as the March feeder cattle get set to go off the board in here. So the expectations are that the large discount in the deferred feeders will continue to support those prices. Right now, April live cattle up 115 at 234. 40. June's up 102 at 232.90. August live cattle up 102 at 230.70. And the October's up 97 at 228.95. March feeders up 145 at 356.90, with the May's up 185, 347.40. The August feeders up 205 at 347.35, with October's up 217 at 344.70. Over on the hog side, April lean hogs up 35 at 93.85. Losses in all the deferreds. June now down 70 at 106.55. July's down 72, 108.60. And the October's down 47 at 91.47. Quick look at crude oil prices. Right now, we do have the front month April up 121 at 94.95, Kimberly.